more frustrating aspects of front-end development is any small thing has the potential to completely derail your day. Sure, it works great in Safari and Firefox, so Chrome should be the same thing, right? It's the gold standard of rendering engines. It shouldn't be a problem. And yet, you try it out, and for some reason, it's different. It flickers, or stutters, or flashes, or the JavaScript breaks, or fill in the blank. And it's not specifically Chrome. For any given issue, pick a browser at random, and there's your offender. And that's the tough thing, right? 95% of the time, you're not going to have any problems, at least at this point. A decade ago, it was a little bit different. We were still figuring out how to adopt some of these more modern practices without completely destroying Internet Explorer 6 in the process, or after that, IE 7, or after that, IE 8. All three of those in particular were a bit of a nightmare, and we've resorted to all sorts of hacks to make things work, all the way down to things like the double margin bug. If you double the margin, then you can solve for this, and if you use this specific character at the beginning, every other browser will ignore it, but IE will interpret it. That was the way we target that browser and mitigate any of the issues that came up. But yeah, it's one of the most frustrating parts of front-end development. I'll give you an example of something I've been working on this week. For some reason, in Google Chrome, on a laptop, rendering the Laracast website was a little bit janky, and it was the most bizarre thing, because you'd visit the site in Firefox, or Safari, or really anything else. No problems at all. All the animations, when you'd hover over a card and things like that, they were buttery smooth. And in fact, in Google Chrome on my desktop machine, same thing. It looked great. But on a laptop, and I assume this is related to memory issues, to the available GPU and the CPU, things were a little bit different, but only on Google Chrome. So the question in situations like this is, how on earth do I debug this? Because it works great everywhere else, even on the same browser on a different machine, it works great. But you reach for a laptop, even in my case, it's a late 2017 MacBook Pro. You know, I'm not talking about a 2002 laptop. A fairly current laptop in Google Chrome was having issues. And because of that, I couldn't focus on new projects and things I wanted to work on. I had to instead educate myself and research what the issue might be. So when you travel down that road, you begin learning about not just CSS animations and transitions, but the performance ramifications. For example, maybe you did, maybe you didn't know that when it comes to CSS transitions, there are certain properties you can animate at a buttery smooth 60 frames per second, while other properties, well, not so much. They're still going to work, but maybe not as fluidly as you'd like. Now, if you're curious about what gives you the most bang for your buck, the general rule is you can animate opacity and transforms, again, at a buttery smooth frame rate. But if you're animating even text color, or backgrounds, or gradients, or borders, or margins, or positioning, or top, left, bottom, right, it's a little bit different a story. So now, when you are worried about performance, and when you have hit some kind of bottleneck that you have to work through, you have to rethink the way you do these things. So for example, is there a way to perform some kind of transition by using opacity versus what you were doing before? So for example, maybe in one case you animate red to green. You animate a background color from red to green. Well, maybe there's a different way you can do that that involves changing the opacity from 1 to 0 instead. So for example, maybe you have an overlay, and by default, the opacity is set to 1 with your correct background color. But then when you hover over the card or whatever it happens to be, you change the opacity to 0 that will then reveal the underlying background color. And that's how we can allow for it, right? Now, we're no longer transitioning the background color, we're instead transitioning the opacity, which again, we can do very cleanly in all current browsers. So yeah, when you hit these bottlenecks, those are the sorts of things you have to worry about. You have to look at the animation, and you have to see, all right, what are the things that are being transitioned? Well, we have margin top, we're doing a negative margin top there, and we're transitioning it on hover. Well, maybe we can instead replace that with a transform. Now you transform it and you translate y with a negative value. So you're basically getting the same effect there, but again, now you are transitioning the transform versus the margin top value, which will be much more performant. But yes, yeah, still, as much as I researched this, these cards on the Laracast homepage would still stutter like crazy. Lots of flashing when you would scroll really quickly. You would hover over, and that would animate the background color to take up the full width of the card. And again, in all other browsers, on any desktop, it was all great. But on a laptop, it would stutter, and sometimes it would take 2, 3, 4 times as long to complete the animation. So again, I ask you, how do you go about measuring these sorts of things? Once you've gone over the basics and you've checked, all right, are we being thoughtful about the things that we transition? And if you get to that point and you're still experiencing issues, what do you do? So as it turns out, Google Chrome and DevTools, it does offer a way that you can measure these things a little bit. You can take a look at all of the new layers being added. You can check if the GPU is being referenced or the CPU, but still it gets a little tricky. And even worse, I started noticing little discrepancies. For example, if these cards were flex items, so they were all being displayed left to right, there was lots of jankiness. But if I would temporarily turn off Flexbox, so now they're all on top of each other, it went away. And suddenly it would work again, even though I hadn't changed anything else. So in that particular case, I think what's happening is when you have Flexbox turned on, you're seeing many more cards on the page, and the browser has to deal with it because it is in the current viewport. At least that's what I'm thinking. Whereas when you turn off Flexbox, most of the cards then go out of the viewport, and you're only seeing a couple at once. So maybe, and I don't know, but maybe in that case, that frees up some resources. I assume that's what's happening there. But yeah, the whole thing just gets very tricky, especially once you start introducing, for example, what if you have, for one after pseudo class, you have a z-index of -1? Well, all of these things create sort of like layers in how the browser renders it. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of that stuff, once you get into the specifics of the layering and what triggers this and what triggers that and how you can optimize, it gets a little over my head. I only truthfully know the basics in this area. But still, it's a tough thing. And again, the sad part is it is an isolated issue on a particular device in a particular browser, but it's still not something you can ignore. So instead of, again, working on new stuff or new projects or new features, you instead have to allocate a lot of your time and a lot of your brain power and your energy into these small things. Now, as I record this, it's about 80% better. So the solution involved, as with anything, a number of different changes. One, like I said earlier, optimizing every transition I could find. So as much as I could, I limited any animation to opacity and transform alone. That helped not as much as I would thought, to be honest, but it did make a sizable difference. Next, at the suggestion of Adrian, my UX designer, we switched the Laracast series thumbnails from SVG over to PNG. This was a good idea on his part. This made a decent difference as well. I never would have thought that would be the bottleneck. And again, in Firefox or Safari or anywhere else, it wasn't. But for whatever reason, on a laptop in Chrome, some of these SVGs, and again, maybe it's because they're not simple SVG icons that you typically have. They're, if you've ever been to Laracast, those thumbnails are a little more complex and they have gradients and stuff. So I never would have guessed it, but switching those out somehow, in no small amount, improved the transitions and the frame rate. So yeah, it was a mixture of those two things and then also a few areas where I had a negative Z index. And I think that was causing some issues in Chrome. But unfortunately, it's one of those things where the solution requires a lot of turn it off and back on. Well, maybe it's this, turn that off, turn it back on. Any difference? Okay, let's move on to the next thing. It's like you're flicking switches on and off over and over until you find the issue. All right, this is the Laracast Snippet. My name is Jeffrey Way with Laracast.com, and I'll see you later.